Chapter 8. Thomas Jefferson's Legacy. Jefferson kept his promise to Sally Hemings. All four of their children were freed while Jefferson was still living or by the terms of his will. Their son Beverly and daughter Harriet settled in Washington, D.C. Madison moved to Ohio, earning a living as a farmer and carpenter. Esten, a professional violinist, lived in Ohio and then Wisconsin. Sally Hemings was freed soon after Jefferson's death. She settled in Charlottesville, Virginia, and lived to age 62. Jefferson's daughter Patsy had 32 grandchildren and survived to age 64. Monticello was neglected for many years after Jefferson's death. In 1923, the home was bought by a group that restored it. Today, it is open to visitors from all over the world who want to know about Jefferson and his times. Across America, towns, parks, and other landmarks have been named for Thomas Jefferson. Since 1938, our third president has been pictured on the front of U.S. nickels. Jefferson's home, Monticello, appears on the back of these 5-cent coins. The Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., opened on April 13, 1943, his 200th birthday. It has a statue of Jefferson and selections from his writings. In 1941, work was completed on the Mount Rushmore National Memorial in South Dakota. This huge sculpture portrays four great presidents: George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. There is also a national holiday associated with Jefferson. Most Americans call it the 4th of July. Some call it Independence Day. It is the birthday of the Declaration of Independence and of the country Thomas Jefferson helped to create.